With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. A new study of obese adults is the first to show that those who have obstructive sleep apnea have a significantly larger tongue with a higher percentage of fat than obese controls. Results show that obese participants with sleep apnea had significantly greater tongue volumes, tongue fat, and percentage of tongue fat than obese controls with sleep apnea, after adjusting for potential co-founders such as age, body mass index, gender, and race. Further analysis found that tongue fat percentage in participants with sleep apnea was site-specific, with increased fat towards the base of the tongue in the retroglossal region. This is the first study to show that fat deposits are increased in the tongue of obese patients with obstructive sleep apnea, said principal investigator and senior author Dr. Richard J. Schwab, professor in the Department of Medicine and co-director of the Penn State Sleep Center at the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center in Philadelphia. This work provides evidence of a novel pathogenic mechanism explaining the relationship between obstructive sleep apnea and obesity. Hypertension risk rises closer to major roadways. A new study in the Journal of American Heart Association reports a significant association between living near a major roadway and the risk of high blood pressure. The Brown University-led analysis of data from 5,400 postmenopausal women in the San Diego metropolitan area found that women who lived within 100 meters of a highway or major arterial road had a 22% greater risk of hypertension than women who lived at least 1,000 meters away. In a range of intermediate distances, hypertension risk rose with proximity to the roadways. To put it in epidemiological terms, a 58-year-old woman in the study who lived close to a major road had the blood pressure risk of a 60-year-old woman who lived far away from one. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Semen secrets. How a previous sexual partner can influence another male's offspring. Scientists have discovered a new form of non-genetic inheritance, showing for the first time that offspring can resemble a mother's previous sexual partner, in flies at least. This confronting idea, known as telogeny, dates back to ancient Greek times, but was discredited in the early 20th century with the advent of genetics. UNSW Australian scientist Dr. Angela Crean, Professor Russell Bondarienski, and Dr. Anna Copps found that the size of the young was determined by the size of the first male the mother mated with, rather than the second male that sired the offspring. Our discovery complicates our entire view on how variation is transmitted across generations, but also opens up exciting new possibilities and avenues of research. Just when we think we have everything figured out, nature throws us a curveball and shows us how much we still have to learn, says lead author Dr. Crean. The researchers propose that the effect is due to molecules in the seminal fluid of the first mate being absorbed by the female's immature eggs, and then influencing the growth of offspring of a subsequent mate. The study is published in the journal Ecology Letters. The Science and Practice of People-Centered Health Systems. A unique collection of studies exploring the theme of the Third Global Symposium on Health Systems Research has been published today in a supplement to Health Policy and Planning. This collection of studies on the science and practice of people-centered health systems presents the latest in the field of health policy and systems research, bringing together research from Ethiopia, Uganda, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, India, Argentina, and Brazil. The 11 studies comprising the supplement employ a range of methods to investigate different aspects of people-centered health systems. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our Superhuman live show at superhumanradio.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Good evening. My name is Carl Lenore. What's your name?
My name is Alisa. You know, we need to get...
Oh, my God. Just saying your name brings on applause.
We need to get Elliot to, on Fridays, have a little thing that you can add in there that says my name.
Yeah.
You know, with the co-host.
Yeah. We're actually thinking about... I'm thinking about redoing our intro. We've been using that intro for, gosh, I don't know how long now.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm actually... So maybe we will redo it and we'll have a... One for Casual Friday exclusively.
That would be cool. So you wanted to talk about our good friend.
Con Santori Davis.
Yes.
So, you know, Con is a huge friend of the show. He's a blogger. He writes articles for his local newspaper there in Detroit. And
an all-around good guy.
All-around good guy, or as Amir Rozek likes to say, all-around kick-ass guy. And Con also has the Be Immortal clothing line, which he launched on his own, which he's very proud of. So, Con got some Primal D, and he messaged me on Facebook the other day. I didn't see the message. He messaged me like a few days ago, got my Primal D, opened the bottle, and sprayed it in my mouth.
I think he also put that on a post, something that said, just don't spray it in your mouth, laugh out loud, and I thought he was being funny.
Yeah, right? And so, he said, I sprayed it in my mouth. He goes, and then... You know, it tasted warm and weird, and it's like then he decided to read the bottle and realize you're supposed to spray it on your skin. So I told him, I did the same exact thing. When we were in California, how many years ago was that? We went to California. About
five years.
We stayed with good friends of ours that lived in San Francisco. And one of my good friend was also, he's into bodybuilding, and he had some of Pat Arnold's prototype nutrition sprays, and one of them was like a cortisol suppressor. And I thought, I wonder how this works. I had just taken a shower. I took the bottle and I sprayed it in my mouth. I didn't realize it was a topical.
Oh, wow.
So I did the same thing, Con. Don't feel bad.
That's funny. Okay, so you want to talk about climate change?
Yeah, and let's understand something, okay? We're not talking about global warming.
No.
Climate change has been going on since the beginning of time. The ice age lasted 40,000 years, and then it warmed up. And it didn't warm up because fossil fuel was being burned. It warmed up because the planet likes to do things on its own. It doesn't care about us.
Well, there's different fluctuations, too.
Always.
There's hot, there's cold. I mean, there's
And there's no rhyme or reason, quite frankly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so climate change, there's researchers in Japan, right?
Right, well... So here they're talking about, you've all heard about climate change resulting in more female hatchlings and sea turtles.
Right.
Well, according to this article, they are now saying that in Japan, think that because of climate change, there are more females being born than males.
Right. Now, keep in mind that that's what they're saying in this study, but several other groups, including some Scandinavian researchers who've done similar research, say there's no difference. But
well, and,
in
and
Japan
then they,
there is.
And then also pollution and environmental toxins play a role as well.
Because we know xenoestrogens can change the sex of a species. We see this in xenoestrogen runoff in water where we have fish that have both male and female sex organs.
And is that from the triclosan and BPA?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
All those
endocrine disruptors. Yeah, so we know that that's playing a role as well. But the funny thing is, this is on takepart.org.
Yes.
So a guy named Rudy, I can't even read his last name, and I probably am not going to read it, but a guy named Rudy posts this, and he means this. This is not tongue-in-cheek. He really believes what he's saying. He says, it's reincarnation, stupid. Since women are generally more peaceful and loving than men and are slowly, too slowly, starting to dominate human social order, our souls are increasingly choosing to come back in the female form. Rudy's brilliant. But accidents happen, even to souls searching for better reincarnation, and those which wanted to be females but suddenly discover they accidentally came back as a male fetus simply choose to abort and try again. So this is he's not only saying that reincarnation is producing more women because they're better than men, but also that when a baby aborts, it's probably because it was a male baby and didn't want to be a male. He goes on to say, unfortunately, it may also be that souls have too many male traits from past lives and aren't smarter than then, meaning not enough of souls are returning to human form as females to save our species from the tragedies of human-caused climate change. Human-caused climate change. First of all,
how are females going to save our species?
Well, Rudy is not a fan of critical thinking. I have a feeling that Rudy probably is into metaphysics and all this other mumbo-jumbo stuff because it's easier to live in that. He says it's reincarnation stupid. He should have said, I'm stupid, it's reincarnation. That's what the opening line should be. But does he realize that if there's all women here, there's no more procreation and the species stops, number one? I guess he didn't think that far forward. He's obviously a self-hating man. But more importantly, the tragedies of human-caused climate change. So who do we blame the Ice Age on, Rudy? 40,000 years of frozen tundra covering 80% of the globe, which caused our prehistoric ancestors to try to find better places to live outside of the ice. Who do we blame that on? I mean, this is, and you know what the sad part is about this? I'm going to say something. I'm probably going to get a lot of people pissed off.
Don't say it.
No, I have to. I have to because, you know, my mother told me that I don't know when to shut up. He probably votes. That's the sad part. They ought to have an IQ test before you step into a voting booth and vote. I'm sorry. They really should. Elise is looking at me in Bristol right now. I'm sorry.
Okay. Speaking of which, did you want to talk about our photos on the bottle of Primal D?
Yes. So a friend of the show, Casey Hubbard, pointed out that we probably would be better off taking our pictures off. And the truth is, Elisa and I didn't want to put our pictures on the label, but there's a little-known common knowledge amongst ad agencies, which we have an ad agency we work with, Martz Parsons in Scottsdale, Arizona. By the way, the Parsons in that name is Bill Parsons, the guy who started GoDaddy. But anyway, and actually when you have product on a shelf, if you have all this product on a shelf with fancy labels and one or two of them have a human face on the labels, people are attracted to the label. They'll walk over and look at that because people are attracted to other people. They're attracted to humans. They're attracted to faces. So it's actually a way of getting greater exposure. But Casey pointed out that maybe it would be better not to have our pictures on there. And the reality is that we never wanted to put our pictures on there, but it was told that since we have an audience that relates to us, and a lot of products do have pictures. I mean, Paul Bragg has his picture on his label, and then when his daughter, Patricia, took over, she put her picture in place of her dad's. J. Robb's protein powder is in all
different stores and store level, you know, there's
Whole
a lot
Foods,
of yeah.
vitamin shops.
There are so many products out there that have a person's picture on it that we figured, okay, we'll go ahead and do it. But it's not because we're narcissists and we want to put our picture on everything. We were really reluctant to put our picture
Quite
on
the contrary.
Yeah, but we were told that it would actually help us get greater exposure if we are crammed into tight shelves with lots of other supplements. We actually have to take a commercial break.
When we come back, let's talk about human flesh burgers.
Oh, is this one of those Snope articles?
No.
It's real, huh?
We'll see.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. It's Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
So if Carl's out of breath, we're doing body weight squats, and he's doing push-ups, and I'm doing glute kickbacks during the break.
I actually spot Elisa as she does the glute kickbacks. I hold her glute muscle to make sure it's flexing properly. That's the excuse I gave. And she fell for it, guys. You believe that?
Yeah.
Try it at home.
Okay, so human flesh burgers. What do you think about that?
Well, when you first said it, now I read the article just now. And when you first said it, I thought it was one of those Snopes things where they're saying, you know, they're serving. But this is interesting. A chef in the UK named Jim Tomlinson is trying to capitalize on the whole zombie phenomenon.
Right. And so he came up with human flesh burgers, which are a mixture of pork, veal, chicken liver, and bone marrow. And he says the less seasoning you use, the more it tastes like human flesh. And he did some research and read a 1920s journalist, a book called The Jungle Ways, written by William Seabrooks. Mm-hmm. And this person in the 1920s actually persuaded a medical student to give him a chunk of his flesh to devour.
I mean, how did that conversation go? Come on, you won't miss a piece of your butt muscle. Just give me a little piece. I want to taste it. No, leave me alone.
It was like good. This is a quote he wrote. It was like good, fully developed veal, not young, but not yet beef. Yeah. And then there was also an account from a Japanese
killer. You know what's really funny? I just had a thought. What if that student tricked him and actually just went out and bought veal and said, here's my butt muscle. Now eat it. And he's like, oh, it tastes like veal. Yeah, thanks.
Now,
yeah.
He didn't say it was a butt muscle.
I know, but it just sounds funnier if it is.
Okay. And the Japanese cannibal said that human meat melted in your mouth like raw tuna at a sushi restaurant. So that is, this comes from the Huffington Post Weird News, and it is kind of weird.
Yeah. So, as we point out, it's a blend. It's not real human flesh. It's designed to emulate what human flesh would taste like. And he's trying to capitalize on the whole zombie phenomenon. So people who want to be like zombies will go in there and eat the human flesh burger.
Yes.
It's pretty silly. Okay. So, let's talk about Ebola.
Yes, let's do. It's all over the news right now. Evidently, we now have patient zero in the United States.
Yeah. Which makes you wonder, like, he flew here from Liberia. Like, don't you think that, like, when the whole Ebola breakout occurred, that someone high up in the government responsible for thinking about these things goes, hey, by the way, we don't want any flights from Liberia. We don't want any passengers originating in Liberia coming into the United States right now. Unless we can quarantine him and check him.
He evidently lied on his paperwork. I heard that on the news this morning, that he lied on his paperwork and said that he had not been exposed to Ebola.
It doesn't matter. If you come from Liberia, it doesn't matter if you're exposed to Ebola or not. I mean, you're coming from a place where the epidemic is ground zero. I killed you, Mike. Don't worry about it. Okay, you're back on. It's ground zero. You're going to rely on people's accounts of whether they can. First of all, the incubation period is 24 days. How does he know he didn't come in contact with it? The person who infected him could be developing symptoms now while he's getting into the United States.
Also on the same news story, they said that it's not necessary to stop the flights from there to, I guess, here or anywhere.
That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong, because this proves it. Like, that's like saying, nah, you really don't have to put a fence around the chicken coop. It'll be okay. And you go, yeah, but the fox killed all the chickens last night. Yeah, but you really don't have to worry about that. What are we supposed to be, stupid? You don't let people coming from a country where there's a known plague taking place come into this country. Period. End of story. I don't care if the disease is not easily transmittable. You don't do it. This is common precautionary steps.
I also read that he vomited while he was on the airplane traveling here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's great. All those people were exposed to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a disgusting breach of common sense by our government, in my opinion. These are the kind of things that we should at least be able to ask for some of our tax dollars back because they screwed up. You know what I mean?
His family is now on a 21-day lockdown.
Too late. He came in contact with children, they said.
Mm-hmm.
He came in contact with little children.
Okay, so I get emails. Natural News sends out like a newsletter every day, I think. People complain about us having a newsletter twice a week. Natural News sends one every day.
Yeah, but you have to understand, Natural News appeals to a more zealot, more reactive type of audience. It's not really what it's perceived to be, Natural News. It's more about fear-mongering and stuff like that.
Well, that's what he's doing over this. He has been talking about buying foods to stock up, and, you know, people are going to be... It was kind of like that movie Contagion.
Yeah.
That people are going to be rioting in the streets, and this is what he's saying in his...
But see, now here's my point. I didn't even make a point, did I?
No.
Well, here's the point I want to make. No one punishes him for this, and I don't mean the government. I mean his listeners, his fans. If this doesn't come to fruition, people should check out, delete his emails, and stop listening to him. But they won't, because these things won't happen, and a year from now they'll continue to listen to him, because I'm convinced that there's a portion of the population that loves to be riled up. They love to be aggravated. They love to be caught up in this drama. They listen to overnight... at night to listen about, you know, alien probings and the government's doing this. They love this stuff. They love to be angry. So they won't punish him when he gets it wrong. They won't say, oh, I'm not listening to this guy anymore. He was wrong.
Right.
That's what they should do.
Yes,
but
I agree.
But interestingly enough, he condemns the pharmaceutical companies for trying to capitalize on this scare. But he's trying to capitalize on it, too, because he wants people to buy his supplements that are designed to keep you from getting Ebola.
And then he also was talking about some protective covering suits that you can buy to wear.
And where do you buy them? At his website?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. You know what? It's sad, because I think that when he started, his ideals and his focus were valid and good. But he's like Joe McCullough now. They only talk about things that they want to sell.
There is one thing I do want to point out that he's talked about that I think is important. There are some experimental drugs under development by pharma companies that show some promise in treating Ebola. One worth investigating further is a product from Techmira Pharmaceuticals. They're working on the anti-Ebola drug, and they just received $1.5 million cash infusion from none other than
Monsanto.
Drum roll. Monsanto.
Really? Oh, I was joking.
Yes.
Really?
From Monsanto.
Well, of course, Monsanto wants to capitalize on this as well.
Yep.
Because they know that if they can come up with an Ebola vaccine, everybody will run out and get it. Let me tell you what's really good for viruses, folks. Real vitamin A.
I just took one a few minutes ago.
They give, in third world countries where they can't afford vaccines, they give little children 50,000 IUs of vitamin A in place of the rubella, measles, mumps, rubella shot.
I was going to say they give bolus doses. Yeah. Dr. Scourin talked about that.
Yes. And several people have on the show. Dr. Merrill Nass was the first one to talk about it. And as you found out the other day, what works great with vitamin A is vitamin D. Those are two fat-soluble hormones. So if you want to, arm your body with everything you need to
boost your immune system.
Bingo. Just take real vitamin A and real vitamin D. That's it. We have to take a break, actually. Oh, is that why you were shaking? Elisa's computer keeps talking during the break.
Well, no, I'm opening a couple articles from the CNN website. And each
Don't
time
you
open
that?
The CNN website, they have video that comes along with it.
Don't you hate these autoplay videos on websites? It makes me, I just close them now when I get that. I mean, yeah, it's annoying to me. I don't want to watch and listen to that. I want to read something first. Then I'll decide if I want to watch the video. It's like they don't even take your option of objecting away anymore.
Are you grouchy today?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, body weight squats, everybody.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Don't go. Welcome back. If you're experiencing a interruption of service from time to time, we're having some problems where we're losing everything in the studio for about 10 to 20 seconds at a time. Phone lines go down, internet goes down. So, but we're back, and so are you.
We do Bikram bodyweight squats.
I know, it's so hot in here with all the equipment we have in here. It's like so.
And the foam on the walls.
The foam on the walls, and that's why I usually take my shirt off and leave the door open, and everybody in the building thinks I'm naked in here. So, let's talk about Susan. No,
Monsanto.
Monsanto, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Monsanto. So, I guess there is the labeling for Oregon is coming up. And Monsanto has donated $1.5 million to defeat the labeling in Oregon. PepsiCo has donated $900,000 and General Mills $695,000.
If you patronize these companies, you're really...
For just one state.
Yeah,
I'm
this
sorry.
Is one. No, but if you patronize these companies in any way, you're a fool. These companies don't care about you. They don't want you to know what's in your food. Why is that? If Monsanto is so noble and it's all good and GMO is the greatest thing in the world, why wouldn't they be putting it up on a pedestal going, look what we are doing for you people? Instead, they don't want you to know that it's in there.
No, and we've talked about how they can change the label for other things.
Yeah.
But they can't put whether
now, yeah, now with omega-3s, they have no problem changing the label out, but they just don't want to have to say it contains GMOs.
Yes.
This is terrible. I just can't believe in this country that this is what it has come to. I really can't.
There's been a total of 5.45 million donated from these big pharma, I mean, big chemical and junk food companies to fight GMO labeling.
It's terrible.
5.45 million.
Yeah, it's terrible. It really is.
Okay, so what about GMO grass? What do you think about that?
Oh, my God. This is GMOLA. You know how they have Ebola? GMO grass is GMOLA. So it's because grass is ornamental, it's not something you eat. They don't have to get anybody's approval to create a GMO variant of grass. So they have a GMO variant of Kentucky bluegrass, which is the most popular ornamental grass out there that people love to put in their lawns. Think about that.
Well, the Scotts Miracle-Gro company, which created genetically modified Roundup Ready Kentucky bluegrass, has announced that it will conduct field trials at the homes of Scotts employees. They can do so without any government oversight because there are no laws that prohibit or limit the planting of GMO grass. That's really just what you just said. But did you know that Scotts is a Monsanto exclusive agent?
No, I did not.
I didn't know that either. Monsanto is taking over the world.
Oh, they are already there. They have already taken it over. The problem is that we're trying to loosen their grip on the world right now, and they don't like that. So people are probably thinking, well, what's the big deal? It's just grass. Well, guess what? The local rabbits and critters eat the grass that surrounds your house.
What, don't the cows eat the grass that you, when you buy grass-fed beef?
I don't know if you're going to be feeding them Kentucky bluegrass, but yes. But we already know that they're genetically modifying clover and stuff. I have to print this out because this is Dawn Blanken's. I want to be able to read this word for word. We know that they're already genetically modifying alfalfa, I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the cows are eating GMO alfalfa now. It's terrible. You know what? I don't understand what companies like Monsanto think is going to happen when we're all dead. Who's going to buy their products?
When we were walking this morning, didn't you say something to me about yesterday's interview? About the lab rats, or what was it that you said?
So nobody pays attention to the bodybuilding community, and I don't mean the competitive bodybuilding community. I mean those of us who adhere to physical culture, that we build our bodies. We want to make them more stronger, more robust, and disease-free. That's bodybuilding at its core.
But bodybuilding,
two separate words. Right. And the problem is that there is, you know, an experiment going on, an uncontrolled experiment in the United States of those of us who are being ignored by the medical orthodoxy. And we could provide a lot of valuable information to help people stay healthy, get healthy, reverse disease, and so on. And I said on yesterday's show that I had a conversation with Dr. Seijin Li, the man who discovered myostatin, trying to get him on the show. And he wouldn't come on the show because my desires to understand how myostatin produces inhibition of myostatin to produce big muscles has nothing to do with saving lives. It's aesthetic. You just want to look muscular, and I'm all about saving lives. And what he failed to realize is that while the bodybuilding community, I paused purposely, the bodybuilding community, the physical culture community, is all about saving lives too. It's just that we save our own lives, but the end result is the same. We have information that's valuable to people out there, but nobody wants to hear it because they think we're a bunch of narcissists and muscle heads and, oh, you spend too much time at the gym, you should be sitting at your desk working more, and yeah, and dying faster.
And then also on another episode of on a Thursday, Trans-Evolutionary Fitness.
Right.
There was a Dr. Brian...
what's his name? Yeah.
It talked about the bodybuilding diet.
Yeah, being a healthy one, right. Exactly.
One of the healthiest because of the anti-inflammatory effects of it.
Right, right. And why can't I think of his name now? Isn't that funny?
I'll find it during the break.
It'll come to me. But anyway, I know no one wants to pay attention to what we do within the bodybuilding and physical culture community, but it has significant impact on the overall health of this country, but nobody wants to pay attention to it.
Well, yeah, so if you guys are interested in, there is a petition out there. I'll share it. It's already been on my Facebook. Olya McKella posted it on my Facebook page. I'll share it again so you guys can sign the petition to hopefully maybe counteract what they're doing, Scotts and Monsanto are doing.
I don't want to talk about Susan G. Komen until the next segment because we're coming close to the break. So can we talk about the doctor who got caught giving chemotherapy? I mean, we don't have to go to the exact article. I know the research.
Let's talk about the sunlight lowering blood pressure.
Okay. So there was a study that looked at sunlight and its effect on blood pressure, right?
Yes.
It was in the Life Extension Foundation's blog.
Researchers wanted to investigate the relationship between blood pressure and sunlight. They noted that blood pressure levels tend to be higher in the winter and lower in the summer and in regions near the equator. So what they did was they recruited healthy volunteers, 20 minutes each. They were exposed to UV light with indoor lamps. They found that UVA lamps increased circulation and lowered blood pressure between 2 to 5 points.
That's pretty good. Okay, so I did some research before the show just to see if vitamin D supplementation confers the same benefits, and there is conflicting information. There are studies that show low vitamin D levels are linked to higher blood pressure, but there are also studies that show that taking vitamin D does not necessarily lower blood pressure. And I hate to be a one-trick pony here, and it's not about pimping Primal D, but those within the vitamin D community need to understand that vitamin D that is absorbed through the skin versus vitamin D, I'm sorry, not absorbed, in the case of sunlight, it's synthesized in the skin, but it still comes through the skin. So vitamin D that is delivered through the skin acts differently on the human physiology than vitamin D that is administered through the gut. This may be why there's conflicting information out there about vitamin D supplements' effects on hypertension versus sunlight. You know, look, I'm not a genius. This may be the only thing I get right in my life, but the idea that we're taking vitamin D orally is just, it's just not effective. It's not effective.
And let me just say, they said that the changes might be modest. What I just said, the 2 to 5 points might be a modest change, but if someone does have hypertension, they would see bigger changes than that.
Yeah, because obviously it's a percentage of the mean. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Susan G. Komen because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is when their organization really, really rakes in the dough. How do they use that dough? And it's not my opinion. We have the chief researcher and statistician for Superhuman Radio, Dawn Blanken, weighing in on this one. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the
most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
So I made Carl do...
Oh, this is funny. So we're doing our body weight squats, and all of a sudden, the boot camp instructor in Elisa, because, you know, Elisa used to do aerobics classes.
I used to teach aerobics. Yeah, right.
The boot camp instructor, we're doing our last rep, and she goes, okay, now we're going to hold it, and she's counting 10, 9, and then I'm thinking, okay, now I can stand up. She goes, okay, now we're going to do 5 pulses. 1 pulse, 2... Come on, I just want to stand up. Okay, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is an important topic. But I want people to be aware of other things than just the fact that breast cancer is killing a lot of women and destroying a lot of lives. So there's other topics to discuss here. And the first one I want to discuss is the Susan G. Komen Organization, which has pretty much placed itself at the helm of all things breast cancer. Quite strategically.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a copy of their financial statement, and I already made some deductions from it, but I sent it off to Dawn Blanken, who is much smarter than I am. And I said to her, Dawn, can you research this? Tell me what the executive salaries were and also anything that looks suspicious to you. So I'm going to read her email back to me verbatim, okay?
Okay.
She says, having experience creating and managing budgets, I can tell you the Komen financial report would require some explanation. Budget categories are not always self-explanatory, and operation and asset numbers are not literal representations of financial activity within the organization. From the document you attached, the Komen financial statement ending March 31st, 2013, which is their fiscal year. Page 8, line 2, lists salaries and benefits. No breakdown within the document. Page 51 lists headquarters, total employee costs. Now, don't forget, there's more out there than just headquarters, but the, at $5,073,423. Now, attached from the Komen website, which Dawn went and got herself, is the financial page SGK FY13-990, which states, Dr. Salerno's annual salary as president and CEO is $475,000 beginning in September of 2013. She also received a signing bonus of $20,000. Dr. Salerno's salary is nearly 40% higher than her predecessor, Elizabeth Thompson, who resigned in September 2012. Former President Thompson earned a base salary of $321,726 and received a bonus of $51,000 in her last full year as president. When she resigned, she received a severance pay, you ready for this, of $269,622. A severance, they gave her that money to go. Here, take this with you while you're going. Former CEO Nancy Brinker was retained as founder and chair of Global Strategies and is paid $390,000 annually, it looks like June 2013. Now, most of you are going, okay, Carl, it's a big organization. These are not outlandish salaries, and I agree with you, but wait, this is just building to something. Dawn continues on. She says, I'm attaching their 990 IRS filing. Why these people are tax exempt is a mystery. Why these people are tax exempt is a mystery to me.
Tax exempt.
Right. Okay. GE gave them, ready for this? This is funny. If it wasn't true, it would be laughable. GE gave them $5 million, some of which they used for screening and educating in Saudi Arabia, where everyone gets free medical care, on which the Saudi government spends about $75 billion last year. Why is Susan G. Komen spending a penny to go? They should be able to go. The Saudi government should pay them to go there.
Okay, so let me ask you a question before we move further. GE, do they make the mammogram machines?
Yep.
So that's why they are donating $5
million. Of course, because Susan G. Komen doesn't even recognize thermography as an alternative.
Not only do they not recognize thermography, but they say you have to have a mammogram first, and then you can, if they see anything suspect, you go get an MRI or an ultrasound. Why not just go straight to the ultrasound instead of the mammogram?
Bingo. Okay, so there you go. It's collusion. That's why. Let's be honest. Let's call it what it is. Okay, by comparison, the new Komen October grants were announced, and we read pathetic stories like this. Duke, obviously Duke University, Dr. Kim Lyerly got, ready for this, $35,000 to conduct a workshop for scientists and consumer advocates to discuss new approaches to developing or enhancing agents for diagnosing, treatment, and prevention of cancer.
$35,000.
UNC Chapel Hill, Dr. Lisa Carey, who got $200,000 in continued funding, she is developing a method to rapidly assess the genetic traits of primary breast tumors and compare those to traits found elsewhere in order to uncover which genetic changes resulted in the development of metastatic disease. So Dr. Carey got less money for tumor research that former President Thompson got in severance pay. Okay, now, more importantly, what is the motto of Susan G. Komen's organization?
Are you saying motto?
M-O-T-T-O. I'm from Brooklyn. We mumble. What the motto? What is the motto? What is their slogan? Susan G. Komen for the
cure. Okay. And they have the race for the cure.
Okay, so all they focus is on, we are striving to find a cure for cancer, right? For breast cancer, right?
Yes.
So they're working. So what would you think the majority of the money spent by an organization who presents themselves as working to find the cure for cancer
research
would be?
Research.
Okay. So Susan G. Komen organization made $331,083,985 during their fiscal year of 2013. Now, what percentage of that would you say was spent on research? Just guess. What would you say? An organization that takes in Over $300 million, how much would they spend on research? Like, what portion of that? 50%?
50%, I would say.
50%, right?
At least, if not more.
So 50% would be $150 million.
Mm-hmm.
$49,526,000.
For research.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of it go?
Oh, education, public health education.
I've never seen any type of public health education.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're calling...
The mammograms.
No, the Run for the Cure, where they have pamphlets on how to self-test your breasts and all
okay.
that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not... They're not... The name of the organization isn't... The slogan isn't Susan G. Komen for the education of breast cancer. It's Susan G. Komen for the cure.
Well... I can understand educating people
for prevention. They don't talk about prevention. They don't talk about prevention. They don't tell women the stories behind estrogen is not the cause of breast cancer. In fact, we had a doctor come on here that said that when you look at the Women's Initiative study and you really look at the data, the women who were getting estrogen replacement had a lower rate of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yes.
Susan G. Komen doesn't say, well, you know. Estrogen may be good. Anti-inflammatory drugs, lose weight. They don't talk about that. What do they talk about? Breast cancer, mammograms.
And they don't talk about parabens and cosmetics and
no.
how parabens are found
no.
in
they're
breast
not,
cancer
because,
tumors.
Well, why? Because they're not going to piss in the Cheerios of the companies that are giving them millions of dollars to go to Saudi Arabia where medical treatments are funded by the government and spend millions of dollars educating Saudi women? Really? Come on. Come on, what are we, stupid here? It's called Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Now, I understand prevention is part of that, but they do nothing about prevention. They ignore everything that has any hope. They stick with chemotherapy and mammograms. That's what they're all about, chemotherapy and mammograms. That's it. $49 measly million. So next time you have one of those well-meaning women, and see, this is what they do.
They are well-meaning,
yes.
too.
Susan G. Komen enlists people who have had cancer or know someone who had cancer and make them good Samaritans and say, help us generate money. But next time you go, next time you're standing there and a woman comes up to you and says with the pink shirt on, hey, we're running for the cure. Would you like to donate some money for the Susan G. Komen Foundation? Just say this to them. Just say this to them. I'll be happy to donate money. Can you answer two questions for me? How much money did Susan G. Komen take in 2013? And you already know it's $331 million. Just round it off. And how much of that was used for cancer research? It was under $50 million. Now, so that basically means that what is $50 million a percentage of $330 million? I don't know what it is. If I studied math in school, if I would have paid attention in school, I'd be able to do it. But figure out what the percentage is and say, do you think that it's wise for me to give you a dollar when only that small, those pennies are going to research when you say that it's Susan G. Komen for the cure? We have to educate those people, because what will happen is they'll go back to Susan G. Komen organization and they'll start saying this. See, Susan G. Komen organization can do some good things. We have to help them. We have to help make them more honest. We have to help make them more honorable. We have to force them to take more steps in looking at things that work as opposed to things that the people who donate money to their organization supply. So let's help Susan G. Komen organization become a better organization by educating the people out there who are fundraising for them. And watch their jaws drop when you say they took in $331 million last year, but they only spent less than $50 million on research.
So the tax-exempt part of it, so just to clarify, the Susan G. Komen is tax exempt.
The whole organization is tax
exempt. So what about the CEO salary?
I would imagine they have to pay income tax on that.
Right. Okay.
But I think what Dawn was alluding to, because Dawn understands these financial statements, she knows how to read them. When she started looking at their accounting methods and what they're doing, she was like, how are they tax exempt?
Mm-hmm.
Like obviously there's things there that in a court of law, they could pierce their tax exemption status and say, hey, you guys aren't a tax exempt organization at all. You're not operating like one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what she was making mention to. And Dawn, if I got that wrong, please email me and clarify. But there you go, folks. So when you see those Susan G. Komen people out there raising money, just ask them that simple question. As you're holding your dollar in your hand, how much money did Susan G. Komen generate last year for the cure? $331 million. How much of it actually went to cancer research? $49 million. What's wrong with that equation? What's wrong with that equation? something terribly wrong. Okay, we actually have to take
when we come back from the break, let's talk about the woman who had her breasts and ovaries
yes.
removed, and then she still got cancer.
Yes, this is a really, really good story. I hope Angelina Jolie is tuning in for this show today. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Supreme Radio with myself and the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo. She's waving to me. We have to go do bodyweight squats. We'll be right back.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. A new study of obese adults is the first to show that those who have obstructive sleep apnea have a significantly larger tongue with a higher percentage of fat than obese controls. Results show that obese participants with sleep apnea had significantly greater tongue volumes, tongue fat, and percentage of tongue fat than obese controls with sleep apnea, after adjusting for potential co-founders such as age, body mass index, gender, and race. Further analysis found that tongue fat percentage in participants with sleep apnea was site-specific, with increased fat towards the base of the tongue in the retroglossal region. This is the first study to show that fat deposits are increased in the tongue of obese patients with obstructive sleep apnea, said principal investigator and senior author Dr. Richard J. Schwab, professor in the Department of Medicine and co-director of the Penn State Sleep Center at the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center in Philadelphia. This work provides evidence of a novel pathogenic mechanism explaining the relationship between obstructive sleep apnea and obesity. Hypertension risk rises closer to major roadways. A new study in the Journal of American Heart Association reports a significant association between living near a major roadway and the risk of high blood pressure. The Brown University-led analysis of data from 5,400 postmenopausal women in the San Diego metropolitan area found that women who lived within 100 meters of a highway or major arterial road had a 22% greater risk of hypertension than women who lived at least 1,000 meters away. In a range of intermediate distances, hypertension risk rose with proximity to the roadways. To put it in epidemiological terms, a 58-year-old woman in the study who lived close to a major road had the blood pressure risk of a 60-year-old woman who lived far away from one. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Semen secrets. How a previous sexual partner can influence another male's offspring. Scientists have discovered a new form of non-genetic inheritance, showing for the first time that offspring can resemble a mother's previous sexual partner, in flies at least. This confronting idea, known as telogeny, dates back to ancient Greek times, but was discredited in the early 20th century with the advent of genetics. UNSW Australian scientist Dr. Angela Crean, Professor Russell Bondarienski, and Dr. Anna Copps found that the size of the young was determined by the size of the first male the mother mated with, rather than the second male that sired the offspring. Our discovery complicates our entire view on how variation is transmitted across generations, but also opens up exciting new possibilities and avenues of research. Just when we think we have everything figured out, nature throws us a curveball and shows us how much we still have to learn, says lead author Dr. Crean. The researchers propose that the effect is due to molecules in the seminal fluid of the first mate being absorbed by the female's immature eggs, and then influencing the growth of offspring of a subsequent mate. The study is published in the journal Ecology Letters. The Science and Practice of People-Centered Health Systems. A unique collection of studies exploring the theme of the Third Global Symposium on Health Systems Research has been published today in a supplement to Health Policy and Planning. This collection of studies on the science and practice of people-centered health systems presents the latest in the field of health policy and systems research, bringing together research from Ethiopia, Uganda, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, India, Argentina, and Brazil. The 11 studies comprising the supplement employ a range of methods to investigate different aspects of people-centered health systems. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our Superhuman live show at superhumanradio.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay. So we want to talk about another interesting story that still stays with the whole breast cancer discussion that we left the last segment with. And that is a woman in the UK. I want to say her name was Tracy Sorensen, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
I have a good memory, don't I? She had genetic testing done, and she is a carrier, of the BRCA1 gene allele and has had a history of breast cancer, I guess, in her family, like Angelina Jolie, probably even fueled by Angelina Jolie's bravery to give up her breasts to protect herself from breast cancer.
This is what she said. My aunt had breast cancer, and her daughter died of ovarian cancer, and my other cousin had breast cancer. And when my sister got breast cancer, the penny dropped. So we got tested, and we both had the preventative surgery, which included removing both breasts and ovaries.
Now, then she went on to develop cancer anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which just supports the epigenetic relationship between disease and not the genetic relationship.
She got peritoneal cancer, P-E-R-I-T-O-N-E-A-L.
Peritoneal. I think that's in the stomach. I think that's
a close relative of ovarian cancer, it says.
Yeah, it's in the viscera. Peritoneal, it's in where the intestines, I believe, are held. And so, but the point is that she went through this heartbreaking surgery, gave up her ovaries and her breasts, and got cancer anyway. So she would have been better off just to sit and wait to see if she would have developed cancer. How do we know that the surgery didn't promote the cancer growth in her? How do we know that? We hear stories about surgeries causing triggering all sorts of things. We don't know that. Somebody came out and said, well, she didn't do it soon enough. That was the problem.
This is something that I didn't know. Abdominal discomfort is one of the few signs of ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like a tummy ache.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She says, despite what has happened to me, I would strongly say to any fellow BCRA1s that risk-reducing surgery is the way to go.
But of course she's going to say that. Is she going to say, wow, this is one of the unique things about human beings, okay? When people make stupid mistakes, it's very hard for them to go, oh, my God, I made a stupid decision. Of course she's going to say, look, I did it and you should too.
Also, what I find interesting, the National Cancer Institute website states that even if you do a total mastectomy, it does not remove all of the breast tissue.
Right.
So there's still breast tissue present. Hence, you can still have breast cancer.
Yeah. And I just think it's way too radical of a move to have your breasts and your ovaries removed because of the threat. Why don't you look at your lifestyle? Look at the epigenetic effects of your environment. Look at the things you're exposed to. Understand where cancer comes from. Do a little research. Don't turn to Susan G. Komen for answers, because they're not going to tell you about the mitochondrial relationship to cancer that is being discovered by some of the most noted scientists in the world, but being ignored because everybody has invested billions of dollars in the genetic approach to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Look at nutrition and cancer. I mean, there's so many other things. Look at the show we did yesterday on ginger. I mean, ginger has been shown to be an anti-cancer therapy. I mean, studies dating back 20 years now that is solid studies done by good universities that show that ginger has an anti-cancer effect. If you're worried about cancer, take ginger and go for frequent exams and be vigilant about it. You don't lop off your breasts and your ovaries, something that radical. Now you have cancer anyway?
The lady said yesterday, the doctor that you spoke with, that fresh organic ginger was the best way to
go. And because what we learn is that when you isolate certain components, you leave out other things that you didn't realize had an effect. So ginger is magic. Ginger is magic.
And I heard you say something to her about the ginger ale that we make at home.
She said that's good, but eating the whole ginger is probably better. She said that's still good. You're getting some of the things from the ginger, but eating the whole ginger is better. There are other things in the ginger that we don't know about, glycosides and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with what's the stuff that telomerase.
Astragalus.
You know, we know now that TA65 probably wasn't a good idea. That whole concentrated astragalus is a better option because there's other things now that seem to also stimulate the production of telomerase in the astragalus plant.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of cancer, I want to talk about this disturbing story.
Okay. Is it going to make me sad?
Probably.
Okay.
There's a doctor, a prominent Michigan cancer doctor, who pleaded guilty for treating healthy patients that he told them they had cancer and they didn't.
Yeah. How many patients did he give
chemo? He admitted in court to intentionally and wrongfully diagnosing healthy people with cancer. He admitted to giving them chemotherapy drugs for the purpose of making profit. He's a monster.
Now think about this. We know that chemotherapy in and of itself can cause other diseases.
They quote a story in here of a man who came in with no cancer, He was given chemotherapy. He developed cancer from the chemotherapy and died.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so there's a couple morals to this story. Number one, you must be a critical thinker.
You have to get two, three, four opinions.
Yes.
Don't just go to one person and say, oh, okay.
This is what's, but you know what? You know who I find fault with this? You know who's enabled this type of relationship to occur? The American Medical Association. The AMA has created gods out of doctors. Gods. You should listen to your doctor. Do what he says. You know, check with your doctor. Every time you turn around, check with your doctor. Check with your doctor. They act like as though doctors are perfect, altruistic, and godlike. And doctors are just like everybody else in this world. There's some good ones, some bad ones, some corrupt ones, some sinister ones, some stupid ones, some ugly ones, some really, really fat ones, if you've seen any of them lately. So, you know what? The AMA I find fault with on this one, believe it or not, because they have created this notion that no one should challenge their doctor.
This doctor's medical practice included 1,200 patients.
Oh, my God. Is that how many people he gave chemo to?
It doesn't say. That just says what his patient load, his patients.
Oh,
he had 1,200 patients.
Is he going to jail?
Yes, he pleaded guilty.
They should give him
They
should give him chemotherapy. I swear to God. They should give him three or four rounds of cisplatin. But as soon as he recovers from one, give him another. As soon as he, and see if he lives through it. That's what they should do with this guy. They should give him chemotherapy for 5 or 6 rounds. I just went up. Wait, 10 rounds. 10 rounds. 15 ought to do it. 15 rounds of chemotherapy for this guy.
They said here, the prosecutor told the newspaper that he saw patients not as people to heal, but as commodities to exploit.
And you don't think that's how the medical industry, by and large, operates today? That's not how the pharmaceutical industry looks at, oh, you got to get your kids on statin drugs at 8? You think they're looking at people's health, or they're looking at ways to increase the bottom line?
And this is not the isolated case. There have been 2 hospitals in Kentucky, one in London, Kentucky, one in Ashland, Kentucky, where they were doing heart stents on patients that had healthy hearts. Have to be careful.
You cannot. If you don't
have... And this is not conspiracy. These hospitals are paying out millions of dollars now because they've been indicted for this.
Right.
These doctors have been put in jail.
And believe me, if it's happening here in Kentucky, it's happening in New York, it's happening in Washington, it's happening in Oregon, it's happening everywhere. These doctors are all looking to cash in on the model that the pharmaceutical industry has started here, and that is prey on people, get their money. Prey on people, get their money. Don't save them, don't help them, don't cure them, prey on them. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Rick James. I know you never watched Dave Chappelle, but Dave Chappelle used to do a great skit about Rick James. Really funny. Anybody out there who knows what I'm talking about?
Is my mic on?
Now it is. Okay.
So I think Carl has affected everybody in the studio or in the building here. I just ran down the hallway to go to the visit the ladies' room, and there were women in the hallway on yoga mats doing some exercises.
They
with
do that
upstairs.
Balls. Business Solutions, their computer networking company upstairs, they do boot camps outside. I mean, they're really fitness minded. They get it. The guy who owns the company or runs the company.
Are they the ones that sit outside and smoke?
Where you're, well, those guys don't get it. those are the guys that don't get
say.
It. No, there are, I mean, yes, there are some guys out there that sit out there and smoke, but the girls, they always have boot camps out in the parking lot. So they're very
well,
cool.
That's probably why they're here in the hallway, because it's been raining today.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Okay, so here's an old story.
From 2001, actually.
It's been recycled, and it's on the Natural Society's website, and it's been kind of tossed around on the internet lately. Alzheimer's disease linked to pineal gland calcification from fluoride. That's interesting.
Yeah, and this has been an old discussion, and you're right. It originally discussed in 2001 as a result of a study by a doctor in the UK, and her last name was Lukey or something.
It was L-U-K-E, Jennifer Lukey.
Yeah, and but it's making a second coming, so to speak, and it's making its way around. And even a couple other websites have posted email news alerts about it. It's an old story, but it's worth talking about, that fluoride does cause calcification of the pineal gland. And think about this. What else does the pineal gland do?
It releases melatonin.
Makes you sleep, right? So the calcification of the pineal gland, Dr. Russell Ryder came on and talked about that's what happens to elderly people. The pineal gland starts to get calcified, and they don't produce as much melatonin any longer. Well, it could be that's the phenomenon that occurred when we started fluoridating our water and our toothpaste and baby wash, baby mouthwash and everything else.
So I was with a friend the other day, and I ordered some sparkling water because I don't want to – we were at a restaurant, and I didn't want to drink tap water.
Right.
And so she was talking about how bad fluoride is for you. I said, well, there's fluoride in that water that you're drinking right there. And then we started talking about, you know, taking a shower and all the chemicals that your body absorbs.
And you inhale.
And you inhale it while you're in the shower.
Yeah. So, you know, again, the environment is not suited for humans right now. It really isn't. If you don't take steps to protect yourself, you will absolutely end up suffering the perils of it. There's no doubt about it. So there you go. Make sure you're not getting fluoride in you because it will screw up your pineal gland.
Okay, so that by the way, her name was Jennifer Luke.
Yeah.
She was a British scientist, and she discovered this in the 1990s. So, like, how come it wasn't published anywhere?
Probably because it's not a popular topic, because no one wants to upset large chemical companies. Who knows? And governments, too. Let's face it, the government bought into the whole fluoride thing, too. What? We're wrong? Oh, my God. We caused a lot of our citizens to get sick? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's why governments shouldn't be involved in this sort of stuff.
This is interesting. The calcified parts of the pineal gland contain the highest fluoride concentrations in the human body, higher than bone and teeth.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So that means halogens must be attracted to the pineal gland. That means that iodine must be attracted to the pineal gland, fluoride, chloride, bromide. That's interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. And then also I'm on fluorideaction.org.
Right.
They're talking about how fluoride causes early puberty in girls. I mean.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we're on the tail end, right? There's some states that are already pulling it out of their water here in the United States. So we're kind of on the tail end. I think the memo has made it around frequently enough that that local governments are starting to take it seriously. All right, what do you want to talk about? We have a few minutes before the next break.
We just got another email from Dawn.
Oh, I'll look at that. Why don't you? Do you want to talk about healing and sealing the gut?
Oh,
you want to wait till the next segment? We'll read Dawn's email instead. Hold on, let me see if I can get this email real quick. Did she send it to what she sends it to a couple different email addresses for me? I have to find it. There it is.
Oh, I can talk about avocado.
Yeah, my comment was in part in reference to the types of research that Komen funds, as you point out, is it's geared toward disease treatment and not prevention. I love Dawn. I personally find it annoying that someone who makes $400,000 a year running a nonprofit, which is almost double the national average, get the foundation to pay their first class air travel as listed in their 990. You correctly pointed out the large amount of foundation money that goes towards education, given their foundation slogan, word cure. They also claim on their IRS 900 that they made clothing donations to charities to the tune of $99,000. Really, what does that have to do with cancer research? Clothing donations. I mean, this organization, they must have friends in high places. That's all I can say. They must have friends in high places. I wonder if they contribute to political campaigns as a, here, Dawn is typing right now. I wonder if they, as an organization are allowed to contribute to political campaigns, or I would love to find out if, the people who head up the organization and even some of the middle, rung employees have donated to specific campaigns, because they must have friends in high places not to be getting pulled onto the carpet about this. This is nonsense. They're not helping women at all. They're really not. I would love to see them run the company on $49 million and use the other, you know, the other 200 and something million dollars for research. Now you got an organization. So, okay. We have about a minute before the break.
Okay. I just wanted to talk about avocado.
I love avocado.
Do you like it?
Oh, I love avocados.
Evidently, research studies show that avocados are good for healing and sealing the gut.
Really?
Yep. Gut health is a major topic for research, and it's now acknowledged that maintenance and enhancement of gut health are far more complex than just the modulation of the gut microflora through probiotics or prebiotics. And I think it was Alex Leaf that posted some stuff about probiotics.
Whether or not they're really worthy of taking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he actually said that he was just going to, you know, eat real food, or the foods that they eat at in the Perfect Health Diet.
Mm-hmm.
To
mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of fermented foods and leeks, onions, artichokes. These are all prebiotic and probiotic in nature. Absolutely. Kimchi is great. Sauerkraut is great. Kombucha, real kombucha that's not loaded with crap, is good.
So
avocados. People should be eating avocados if they have gut issues.
So we're stumbling because we were supposed to have a doctor on this second half.
Yeah, we were supposed to have Dr. Eric Braverman on the second hour to talk about some new research on leptin. And unfortunately, he failed to send us his phone number. So he's probably sitting by the phone waiting for us to call now. And it's not going to happen. So sorry. But anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're ready for our break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll do more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Casual Friday.
Basically, the whole avocado thing. Yeah. They were just talking about the anti-inflammatory, healthy fats in the avocado.
So it's probably true of all.
Help to eliminate bad bacteria.
There you go. There you go. But one of the other things you pointed out was that stress actually causes an overgrowth of the bad bacteria, huh?
Yes.
That's interesting. And so many of us live under stress, and we know that stress plays a role in obesity, and we know that the microbiome plays a role in from stress.
Meditation. I know you've told me I need to meditate.
You're a type A person for sure.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you can't stop moving. You have to keep doing things. Even when it's time to rest, you sit down for a minute, but then you feel like you have to get up and do something else. So, anyway.
Well.
All right. So, what do you want to talk about next?
Obesity. Overweight and obesity. On the CDC website, there is an obesity prevalence map.
This is shocking. There are no states that have under 20% obesity.
No states now have under 20%. That's amazing to me.
20 to 25% is the next rung up. California, Utah, Colorado, Montana. It looks like Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and I want to say Vermont all have.
And District of Columbia.
And D.C., yeah.
23 states had a prevalence of obesity between 25 and 30%.
And I'm proud to say that I live in one of those states, Kentucky. Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio. I was going to say China. It looked like CH. China, Ohio, Michigan, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and North Dakota.
North Dakota surprises me.
Why?
I don't know. It's usually the states in the South that have high obesity rates. Okay, and then lastly,
above 35%. Two states. The winners are West Virginia and Mississippi.
Yeah, Kentucky usually is at the bottom of the list or top of the list, depending on how you.
So the way it breaks out, seven states and the District of Columbia had a prevalence of between 20 and 25%. Those are the leanest states out there. California, Utah, Colorado, Montana, like I said, Massachusetts, Vermont, and D.C. Now, interestingly, when you start looking these through racially divided sunglasses, the prevalence of self-reported obesity among non-Hispanic black adults, so this is the African-American population, holy crap. It's unbelievable. There's only three states, where the African-American community falls 25 to 20%. And that is the North Dakota, as you pointed out, you couldn't understand. And then what's at the very tip up there? I don't even know what that is. Boy, I didn't study geography. And Vermont, it looks like. Three states. But get a load of this. There are 28 states, including the District of Columbia, where obesity is 35% or greater in African Americans. It's shocking. But if you look at this from a racial standpoint, African Americans by far are suffering the greatest toll of the obesity epidemic.
And do you think that is because of the lack of
food deserts and stuff?
Yeah, food deserts.
No,
I don't.
I'm going to say something right now, and a lot of people may disagree with me, but I actually think that African Americans, because they are closer to their African heritage, mm-hmm. have much more efficient bodies than we do. They have greater evolutionary gifts than Europeans do. So they are thriftier. Their bodies are thriftier. They can survive on less. They can build muscle on less. When we look at athletes, look at African-American athletes. My God, they're muscular. They're fast. I mean, these are from a genetic human standpoint, these are superior beings, okay?
Yes.
Well, if you overfeed a superior being, they're going to get more body fat than if you overfeed an average person, because the superior being is more efficient at the evolutionary tasks, which are survival. And making body fat is a gift, because during famine, it's the reason you survived and everybody else died.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's twofold. I think you're right. I think that there is a component there that they're perhaps economically underserved and or communities that don't have access to the types of food or the education about nutrition and disease, number one. But I also think that they are much more genetically efficient in producing body fat, which is an evolutionary gift. It really is. Just in this society, in this day and age, it's a deficit
mm-hmm.
when you can sit and eat all day long.
So this is interesting. NPR, this is an was dated September 16th, so it's a little bit older. But NPR had on their website that America's waistlines are expanding, but obesity is not. But what we just talked about, that's...
I don't understand how that works. That doesn't make sense to me. If your waistline is expanding and obesity is not increasing concurrently, then that means that people's hip bones are growing. That doesn't make sense to me.
It says the average American waistline is growing even though obesity rates haven't grown. Excess abdominal fat increases the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. The collective American...
Oh, I see where they're going with this.
The collective American waistline grew by more than an inch from 1999 to 2000 and 2011 to 2012. This was a new study that was just published in the Journal of American Medical Association.
So what we're seeing here is obesity is calculated by BMI.
Yes.
What we're seeing here is an increase in visceral fat.
Yes.
Visceral fat. The damaging fat, the bad fat.
Yes.
Because I saw a guy the other day, I swear to you, this is funny. I was driving to the bank and I passed Walgreens and a guy was getting out of his Porsche. No, it was actually in front of this building. I take it back. It was in front of us. A guy was standing next to his Porsche, a beautiful Porsche. He was really lean in his shoulders, his arms. He was not I would say he was lean, but he had a belly that looked like the back of a spider. You know how a spider's round back? You know?
Uh-huh.
His belly just bulged out. And I remember looking at him and thinking, wow. That's all visceral fat. That's the worst kind of fat you can carry. That's the fat that causes cancer, disease, and everything else. So I can see where they're coming from with this study. Obesity may not be going up, but visceral fat is going up.
It says here stress. We just talked about that. Hormonal imbalances, environmental pollutants,
mm-hmm.
poor sleep, and medications help pack on abdominal weight.
Right. And abdominal, they shouldn't even call it abdominal weight because people still think it's around their belly. It's not belly fat, it's visceral fat. It's fat that is accumulating inside the body cavity, pushing against organs and pushing the belly out. Because if you see these people, they're very lean. Their bellies are lean, but they're distended. Their stomachs are distended. They're pushed out and hanging.
It says here, African Americans tend to have somewhat less abdominal fat for the same waist size than do whites and Hispanics.
There you go. That contends with my comments there. So there you go. Wow, that's amazing. Interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, so we need to slow down and meditate.
Meditation is really good. Meditate instead of medicate.
Yeah,
meditate,
I like that.
Instead of medicate.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation instead of medication. I think Ken O'Neill said that once on the show. Meditation instead of medication.
And even just spending quiet time, like if you journal in the evening and just, you know, relaxing time.
So what Elise is trying to say is that when she needs quiet time, I have to go in the other room because I don't stop talking or making noises or right? Right?
No, I didn't say that.
But that's the truth, isn't it? I do make a lot of noise, don't I? You could say it.
I take the fifth.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know, I know that all of our listeners don't get the newsletter. I just know it. And the newsletter is the best.
Alex does such a good job.
Well, not only that, but there's so many good stories in the newsletter that we don't even cover on the air because they're covered in the newsletter. It's like, I don't want to be redundant because I just assume people get the newsletter. But I mean, the newsletter comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's chock full of amazing breaking news. You know, because we are an official news media outlet, we get embargoed articles a week before they even are eligible for release. So we're releasing this news the same time the mainstream is releasing, but we're giving it a different angle, I can promise you that. So if you don't already subscribe to the Superhuman Radio Network newsletter, go to superhumanradio.com all the way at the bottom. It's hidden, and join our newsletter group. And we won't spam you. I mean, I promise you, it's just the newsletter. That's all you'll get.
And it just comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. And I promise you, I won't try to scare you into buying a supplement. I wanted to talk about that for a second. So we were talking about Mike Adams a little while ago, and there's an article up in Mike Adams' Natural News. Government seizes colloidal silver being used to treat Ebola patients, says Advocate. And whenever anything happens, somebody comes out and says, well, colloidal silver is good for that. Colloidal silver is good for everything, apparently. But what all these people who believe in colloidal silver fail to realize is this, and we did this show with a noted scientist. Regardless of whether you think colloidal silver works or not, it accumulates in the body. How can I put this? It accumulates in the body forever. No, it accumulates in the body beyond forever. In fact, it'll be in your skin while you're decomposing in your coffin. Once you get silver in you, It doesn't come out. So if, in fact, colloidal silver worked, if, in fact, it protected against disease, if, in fact, it protected against, as my good friend Amit Ram in Israel, applying critical thinking the other day, said, why doesn't it keep people from getting colds? They still get colds even though they take colloidal silver. If, in fact, it protected all against these things, you'd probably only have to take it once in your life for a period of time. I don't know, 2 weeks, 2 months, I don't know. That's it. And then once it's in there forever. So if it really does protect you, this is the colloidal silver, if it really works, is everything that vaccines want to be but aren't.
I was just getting ready to say that. Isn't that supposedly what we should think of as a vaccine?
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, vaccines don't work either. Otherwise, why do you have to get one every year? Why do you have to get a flu vaccine every year if the flu vaccine works? I mean, people get the flu vaccine, they get the flu the same year.
Don't they say because of different strains of the virus?
Yeah, the trivalent, the quadvalent, you know, they're putting everything in the kitchen sink in those things nowadays. But my point is this. I'm not arguing with you that colloidal silver isn't something that works. What I am saying is you don't have to buy it every month. You don't have to buy it for the rest of your life. You should be able to buy it 1 month, use it, and be done with it.
Would you use colloidal silver?
Absolutely not. And I did. I got my farmer gave me colloidal silver. When I used to buy milk from another Mennonite family, Gary Oaks and his family, he convinced me that colloidal silver was the greatest thing in the world. Told me stories about how, you know, it regrew limbs, you know. And so I took some, and I think I drank a shot glass of it, and I thought, I'm not doing this.
Wasn't there a guy that turned blue?
Yes, and he will be blue long after he's dead. I posted a picture of him on Facebook yesterday. I said, this is evidence that once the silver is in you, it never goes away. This guy will have this beautiful blue patina for the rest of his life.
I think he's already dead. I could be wrong.
Probably died from complications due to, you know, this silver is a metal, folks, right? We talk about, oh, we don't want heavy metals. Well, guess what? Silver is a metal. It's like, it may not be as neurotoxic as lead, but it is a metal.
So
then, and then one other thing, and those who promote colloidal silver, they try to make it sound like it's homeopathic. Well, it's not really silver in there. It's the molecules are unlinked and open, and so it's baloney. It's silver. It's water infused with silver. You're drinking silver. Why not drinking aluminum? Oh, that's right. It causes Alzheimer's disease. Why not? I mean, pick a metal. Why do you want any metal in you?
Lead.
Yeah.
So why do people take silver? Because of everything that they...
Because they can sell it to people. People are stupid enough to buy it. That's why. I'm sorry to say it. And I know there's people out there that are friends of mine who sell colloidal silver to their clients. And I'm sorry. I'm just not with it. And again, if you believe in colloidal silver, then use it like a vaccine. Say to your client, you need to take this for 1 month. You'll never have to take it again because you'll have enough silver in your cells that when they bury you, you know, prospectors will dig you up and pan for silver in your blood. Like, that's it. Once it's in you forever. You don't have to keep re-upping or, you know, giving yourself a booster shot every week. But, yeah, so Mike Adams is saying, I bet you he sells colloidal silver, that, you know, it's a cure for Ebola, and that's why the government isn't letting it in to the countries there that are suffering from Ebola. No, everybody in the world is trying to take advantage of Ebola. They're trying to sell antidotes, viruses, and they're trying to scam everything that they can. This is what happens. When people are afraid for their lives, they'll do anything to protect themselves. And the hucksters out there know that. I mean, it is true that if you listen to this show, it'll protect you from Ebola. Did you know that? You have to listen to 100 episodes continuously, day after day, and you will be protected against Ebola. I'll send you a certificate in the mail if you do that. The certificate, all you do is... When you come in contact with Ebola, you show the Ebola the certificate. It says, I have gone through the Superhuman Radio Ebola prevention course. I've listened to 100 episodes of Superhuman Radio. Be gone, Ebola, and Ebola will leave. That's it.
So what would you recommend to people? Like, just boost your immune
vitamin
system?
Vitamin A, vitamin D, healthy, you know, get plenty of sleep. Make sure the microbes in your gut are in good shape. Make sure you're not doing things. Reduce stress. All the things that no one wants to do. Remember that? You bought a birthday card for somebody recently, for Shauna.
Uh-huh.
And it said, boy, you look amazing, and blah, 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 blah.
What's your secret?
And then when you opened it and it said, and don't tell me it's diet and exercise.
That was a joke, right?
No, but that's really how people feel. Uh-huh. Like, tell me how to protect myself, but don't tell me I have to do any work. Just tell me a pill I can take. Tell me a pill I can take, a shot I can inject, or something I can paint on my skin, but don't tell me I have to get to sleep on time, I have to watch the way I eat, I have to exercise regularly. Don't tell me all those things. I don't want to hear it. That is really the general consensus of the population in the country. That's why the population is so sick on so many medications and everything else. That's it.
A quick fix.
Nobody wants to do any work. Anyway, do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Nope, that's it.
It's been a great week here. We got another great week coming. Sorry that Dr. Eric Braverman did not make it. I'm sure we'll try to rebook him.
Yeah, it was a good subject.
Yeah, we'll get him back on. And thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
There are few products that I believe in the way I